Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Right, a very warm welcome to our special guest this afternoon, H.
Hello.
Formerly known as Helen Clinton
Pacey. What's that? Hello, Helen.
Yeah.
And she's part woman, part hyena.
Apparently.
Would you give us a laugh, please?
Can't.
Can laugh on spec now, come on.
The glass is about to shatter in the studio.
Love it. Look at her. Oh, well.
People do find me in supermarkets by me laughing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been found by... Oh, I found her.
Okay, well, I don't feel bad now saying that about you. But welcome, Helen, and H. Sorry.
H.
You're going to... why were you late anyway?
Because I had to get my nail mended, didn't I? You can't come on the radio with a broken nail. Good Lord. And then I ordered all that traffic to come in, didn't I? Oh, sorry.
Right, okay.
If you're heading to the Riverside Centre...
I'm supposed to talk normal, aren't
Helen's
I?
Referring to the diversion, which means you've got to drive down Fairley Road and turn off at the...
the inn.
The turn-off before the Fairley Garage.
Yeah.
And then take a detour alongside the
along
river.
Along the riverbank, yeah.
Which is quite a long detour, actually, if
it
you're
is
used
a long
to
detour.
Coming under the bridge.
You didn't walk, did you, H?
I walked from the theatre.
Oh, right, okay,
yeah.
Well, welcome,
you're worn
Helen.
Out, then.
Hello.
Right, we'll have a track from Ike and Tina Turner and Proud Mary, and then we'll talk a little bit more. That's Proud Mary, not the drag act from Ride. It's Ike and Tina Turner.
She's good to impersonate, isn't she?
Yeah, but when I was younger and fitter, she was my party piece in the pub. I'd black up and then wear the short dress and the wig and the stilettos, and I've got the leg action. I haven't anymore.
I've heard about you.
It's all about the leg action, isn't it, Helen?
Yeah. See, she is a flipping hyena.
But I have seen her live more than once, and I actually saw her on when she was going to stop doing it back end of the 90s. She's absolute magic.
Is she?
Yeah.
And is her voice fantastic as well?
Absolutely off the wall.
I must admit, I've heard
wonderful.
A few people say that yeah. when you go and see her live, she is really,
and I think
really
she's
good.
About 74 now. And
wow.
I'm not sure whether I'm 100% sure. She's recently got married.
Wow.
Has she?
Yeah.
But what was her relationship with Ike? Were they married or were they...
I think they were married, but he used to beat her up and stuff, didn't he?
So I heard, yeah, but I thought they were brother and sister at first.
No, if you see the film of her life, it's quite traumatic.
Yeah, they were husband and wife, weren't they, Ike and Tina Turner?
Okay.
Ike's a funny name, isn't it?
Ike, yeah.
You don't meet many Ikes,
an
do
old
you?
Name. It's a surname. I do know someone called Ike.
Oh, yeah.
Surname.
Oh, the surname.
Gareth Ike.
Oh, right.
You wouldn't have a baby and
David
call it
Ike.
David Ike.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And his son's Gareth.
Yeah, he used to be a sports reporter, didn't he? Yeah. Helen, I've got a note here to ask you about the gents' toilet. Come on, then.
Spill. Oh, Lord. Tuesday, just gone, I did the bingo at the Con Club in Sandown, and then my husband and I had to sit in the club while the electrician was there, because the club was actually closed. And I couldn't go into the ladies, because the electrician was working in the ladies. So I go into the gents, and I do my thing, come out, and I can't get out the door, because it's locked.
No.
They lock it from the outside. And I went, oh, yeah, very funny. And I'm shouting my head, I open the door. And nobody's opening. And I'm rattling the door, and it still wasn't open. Then I give it a good pull, and I walked into the cupboard. With all the brooms.
Oh, dear.
You're nothing like a broom.
Right, let's hear from Justin Timberlake. This is a track called Filthy. That's Robert Palmer and Mercy, Mercy Me, and we're here live in the Newport Riverside Centre studio of Vectis Radio on 104.6 FM, and I'm with Mo and Helen, and you might remember Helen because she's been into the studio before. Helen's the international dog walker.
She walks her dogs a long way, doesn't she?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's Malaysia. Your claim to fame.
Malaysia. Yeah, I went last year for a month, and this year I'm going back again to the same place, to the same dog, except it's a lot bigger, for 6 weeks. But I think I'm going to set up a business, because I was approached the other day by a gentleman who has dogs, but it's in Sri Lanka.
Wow.
So I think I might put an advert somewhere and say, you know, available for international travel.
Is Sri Lanka near Malaysia then?
Apparently, it's not far. I don't know. My geography is useless.
Because you can hop when you've done one.
Well,
you
yes.
Hop straight over and do the other one.
Island yeah. hop.
Have you ever thought of dogs sitting in this country?
Yes. I, on a serious note, I am thinking about doing it, and then my other half would come with me, because he can't do long-haul flights. And he said to me the other day, why can't you get some nearer home? He doesn't object to me going, but I can see his point if you're
away. Yeah, but it's an adventure, isn't it, to go all the way to Malaysia, because you went bathing with elephants didn't you?
And if I get to Sri Lanka, the elephants are bigger there.
Are they? There you go.
And orangutans.
You ought to write a book.
Oh, do you know, it's funny you should say that, because I was talking to Kevin Wilson that's on here the other day. I need a ghost writer or whatever they're called, because I have had quite a traumatic, shall we say, semi-traumatic building drone. Right, I've moved in the wrong place, sorry. I've had quite a traumatic upbringing. Not a bad one, but it was hard work for my mum and dad. And it would make some very interesting reading. Like, what can you remember, Caroline, your first memory?
Oh, that, don't put me on the spot like that.
Or you, man.
My mum and dad might be listening. I can't
first
say.
First memory of what?
Childhood.
Of existing.
Wanting my mum to read me a story from a Noddy book.
And how old were you?
That's interesting, Mo, because that's probably similar to mine. I used to like Noddy as well. I knew we had something in common.
Enid Blyton. Well, I used to keep on at her all the time to read the story, and in the end she threw the book at me.
Oh, can you remember which Noddy book it was?
It was a green one.
It wasn't Noddy Goes to Toy Town, was it?
Was that the green or the red one?
I can remember the first line of my Noddy book.
Can you?
I had them all. I did.
And how old would you have been?
Well, probably, I don't know, maybe...
Probably about 7 years younger than me.
Maybe three. I don't know. Milko, Milko, said a voice outside Tubby Cottage.
Oh.
I used to love the Wobbly Man.
That's Big Ears and Noddy.
The Wobbly Man.
Yeah, the Wobbly Man. They don't write books like that anymore, do they?
They don't.
My first memory, my mum said I must have been between 2 and 3. I was in a very, very small room, and it was very, very dark. But there was a very small window with four panes of glass, but one was broken, and there was a piece of sacking shoved in the hole of this window to keep the cold and everything out, and I could see the moon, and I was somewhere between 2 and 3.
Wow. It's weird, isn't it, though, when you try and think back to childhood memories, because you have blanks. You know, it doesn't all follow.
No, absolutely not.
So, interesting. Mm. Well, there we go, Mo. We've discovered that we've got something in common with our love of Noddy.
Yeah, that's why we wear hats with bells on. Yeah.
I like Bill and Ben.
The flower pot, mate.
Yeah, the proper ones.
Yeah. Right, on that note, let's listen to Simon and Garfunkel. This is Song for the Asking.